Lots of things are better together. Hockey, food, golf. How about a cold one on the patio during a nice spring day? But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
All right, the moment of truth is here. That's right. After doing episodes every day this week in the Jim Shufflin, seriously, listen to them all this weekend while you get ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, 6:30 Eastern on Fox, where the Chiefs are minus one favorites right now, over under at 54. Monday, we talked about offenses. Tuesday was defense. Wednesday was coaching. Thursday was X Factors. Today, we get down to the nitty gritty. Quite simply, Mike, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm going San Francisco 28, the Chiefs 24. And the reason I'm going that way is because I think at the end of the day, when I went back and watched the Chargers two games, I watched the Chargers defensive line, which I didn't think did a great job of keeping Mahomes in the pocket. I thought they did a good job of harassing Mahomes. I thought the pressure on Mahomes, they both games they threw for less than 200 yards. Mahomes struggled to really get it, and they forced him to be patient with the football. Now, they lost the game because they were stupidly, they played Tampa too. The score's 24-21, Chargers right in the game. Right in the game, 5 minutes to go in the game, 24-21, and they play fucking Tampa 2 to a 3-by-1 formation with Hill as the inside slot receiver, and they want this linebacker to carry him. And, of course, Mahomes throws it right on the money and throws a big play. They lose the game 31-21. But I think the Niners are way smarter than that, and I think the Niners have the elements to give the Chiefs offense trouble. I think they have the elements. They're not going to rush three. They're going to rush four. It does you no good to rush three because all that does is it disrupts your pass rush lanes. So I'm going to go with the Niners here because I think the defensive line against the three interior players of the Chiefs will win the game.
I like your logic on this, but I do feel like Kansas City, even when they don't have time of possession in their favor, they're just such a quick strike offense. And even when they've been facing adversity, even when the odds may be against them, and as I said, the Chiefs are minus one. This is a pick'em game. They find ways to do things effectively. And I find that, you know, one aspect to actually, I want to get back to this first with you with running game for San Francisco. Looking at these numbers, how well they use motion is crazy. Whenever the Niners use motion on offense, which they do quite a bit for all the running plays, they have a lot of success there, and the Chiefs do not have success there. So I think something early in the game, if the Chiefs are able to solve that, as you mentioned, the chess match, which you talked about yesterday, that could be something very important. Motion on offense for the San Francisco 49ers and all those running games. If the Chiefs' defense can look good early, then I like KC to pull off an upset.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a great game for in-game betting because I think we're going to know. But I think this game gets into the fourth quarter, and I think it's going to be a close game. But you're right. I think that motion is really going to be an issue for the Chiefs because it's going to force them to make checks. It's going to force them to communicate at a highest level. And my man Walter Matthau, the Honey Badger, he is going to have to really be great at his game. And they're going to test him. They're going to test him, not physically. They're going to test him to be able to communicate and be loud and be able to get everybody on the same page and shift the motion. And one thing I know about Spagnuolo's defense is there's going to be times where they're just going to blow it. They're going to make a mistake. And Shanahan, I think, is going to be really good at being able to find those tendencies. I just think, to me, I'm going to be wrong. Here's where I'm going to be wrong. And this is why you always have to reverse engineer your thinking. I'm going to be wrong in this prediction if the 49ers defensive front doesn't do a good job of containing Mahomes in the pocket. That's the only way I'm going to lose this game. I'm not going to lose this bet if Mahomes is in the pocket and throwing it 40 times from the pocket from tackle to tackle. I'll win that game. Where I'm going to lose this game is if Mahomes gets out and makes a big play. I'm also going to lose this game is if Jimmy G turns the ball over. That's the other two areas I'm going to lose the game. Those two.
And that's why I'm going to say I'll be a contrarian. Although I hear you're thinking on San Francisco, and I can totally see them winning by running the football and just playing smash mouth football. I think Kyle Shanahan will do that. But exactly what you said, here's why I will call the Chiefs to win 28-21. I believe in Mahomes more than I do in Garoppolo, and the Chiefs' run defense has proven to me they can step up when necessary. Derrick Henry, they shut him down that AFC Championship game to 69 rushing yards, and I think Mahomes is electric. I think that especially if he gets out of the pocket, he starts scrambling and doing some things, there's really no defense for him. And I think if San Francisco has to rely on Garoppolo to win the game, they're not going to be able to do so. As you've said earlier, it's the perfect analogy. He's a modern-day Bob Greasy. He's going to throw the ball like eight times. They're going to hope to win. So I'll call KC to win 28-21 for those reasons.
I love it. I love it. And here's just so we get a little bit of background on this. So right now, it's Friday as we're taping this. There's over 40,000 bets that have been made, legal bets that have been made, right? And 60% of the tickets that are being written are on the Chiefs. 56% of the money is on the Chiefs. The line hasn't moved at all, even though there is a disparity in terms of money. South Point today is at 1.5, and the under's at 54.5. Now, I like the under, too, by my score. So I like the under. I'm at 28-24, so I'm at 52. So that comes under 54.5. Everybody pretty much is at 54.5 on the under. Hard to find any 55s. And pretty much everybody's got still has the Chiefs favored. And so, you know, when you look at that, just from that standpoint, the money is starting to come in on San Francisco overall. I think by Sunday at kickoff, listen to the Lombardi line on Saturday and Sunday on VSiN, shameless promotion. Listen to that, because I think by that time we'll have over 80,000 tickets in. I mean, this is going to double, right? This is all going to double. It'll be interesting to see where the so-called sharp money comes in. I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of late money come in on San Francisco.
Well, it'll be interesting to definitely see how that happens. Who's going to be your MVP pick, Mike? I'll go Mahomes MVP. Who's going to win MVP?
You know, I'm going to go Jimmy Garoppolo on the MVP. I think Jimmy's going to make some plays in this game. Look, I love Jimmy, and I think he's going to make some throws. I don't think he's the liability that everybody's painted him out to be. And I think that there's going to be enough opportunity with the coverages of the Chief. We haven't even talked about the Chiefs' coverage, whether it's, you know, Fuller or Ward or Braylon. You know, I think that there's opportunity in the secondary, especially if it becomes a blitz game or a man-to-man game. And I think it favors, you know, we talk about the Chiefs' receivers, right? We talk about Hill and Watkins and Hardeman. But, I mean, Sanders, Samuels, Kittle, they don't really have a good matchup, the Chiefs, in terms of covering any one of those three guys. If it gets into a man-to-man game against them, I think the 49ers win that as well. So I think Jimmy's going to make some plays in this game.
All right, let's do some bets. Total punts made in the game. Over 7.5 is plus 105. Under 7.5 is minus 135.
I'm taking the under there. I think this is going to be a four-down game. Like I said this week, please listen to the other podcast so you can understand where I'm coming from. I think a lot of these fourth and two, and you, when I watched the Charger game this week, the Chargers did it too. Even Anthony Lynn, as conservative as he is at times, you know, fourth and inches, you almost have to go for it because, fuck it, I'm not punting it back to this ass. So I'm not giving Mahomes another at-bat, right? I'm limiting how many at-bats he has. So therefore, I think you got to hold off on that. So I'm going to go with the under on the punts.
Okay, how about team with more offensive plays? 49ers minus 140, Chiefs plus 110.
The Chiefs never have a lot of plays because they score so quickly, but in this game, I think it's going to require a lot of plays because the Niners are going to go deep as the deepest. They're not going to get beat over the top of their defense, and that's they're going to make them work it down the field. I go Chiefs here on more plays.
Total third down conversion made by both teams. Over 10.5 is minus 105. Under 10.5 is minus 125.
I'm going over on that. The 49ers have to make eight alone. They got to make eight alone. And I think the Chiefs will be in 14 third downs in this game. And if they are, and they make four or five of them, you're over there.
How about this one? Total yardage of the longest penalty. Over 15.5 yards is minus 215. Under 15.5 is plus 170.
I think there's no doubt there'll be a 15-yard penalty. You know, they can't wait to throw flags on special teams. There's no doubt. Right? They can't wait to throw it. And then, of course, you know, I mean, if they don't get caught, like I said on Thursday's episode, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm going up to Vinovich because you got to get to the stadium like 12 hours before the goddamn game. You're there all day. I'm going to go find Vinovich and I'm going to say, Bill, just so we understand this, they can't block us, Bill. They can't block us. And if you let them get away with holding, then we might as well just give them the trophy today.
Will the first team to score win the game? Yes is minus 175. No is plus 140.
I take the no there because, look, the other prop I like is the second quarter scoring by the Chiefs. The Chiefs are remarkable in the second quarter scoring. I think they've had 177 in the regular season, and then they dominated in the second quarter. The second quarter seems to be the Chiefs' quarter.
All right, before we get to the prop bets, I do want to ask you, this is just one thought, because I did see this on Twitter. You know, I watched the Grammys. Billie Eilish, unbelievable. Duh. wins the 4 Grammys, you know, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Best New Artist, Song of the Year, unbelievable, 18-year-old. But the highlight for me was Smokey Robinson coming out singing My Girl a cappella, which he actually wrote. Of course, the Temptations made it famous, but Smokey's unbelievable. The fact that he wrote that, plus Trombone Shorty was great, the In Memoriam. I'm getting to the point of this, though. I saw the video of you saying why you hate My Girl, who had one of the biggest ovations of the night when Shania Twain was out there from Timmins, Ontario, the great Canadian songstress. People love her, with the exception of Michael Lombardi. Please tell us why.
Because at halftime of the game in San Diego, the Raiders playing the Bucks, Shania Twain was the halftime entertainment. And every time I hear her voice, I'm reminded of how this horrible that game was. My poor little son Matthew was crying in his seats. You know, I couldn't get to him via text because whenever you go to a Super Bowl, you can't communicate with anybody. The lines are jammed. There's too many people texting. You can't get through. So I couldn't go see him. He was crying. Everybody was upset. And I'm listening to Shania Twain sing, and I'm thinking, oh, the worst. And it reminds me of that game. It reminds me of that day. I want nothing to do with it.
In this case, I totally back you up. Stay tuned after the break. Mike and I will take a look at some of the more unusual prop bets. You've heard of the butt fumble of Mark Sanchez. How about butt cleavage of J-Lo? That's next.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. I mean, these second-round playoffs have been unreal, and we have the conference finals now on the horizon. Make sure you get all those futures bets in before the value disappears. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SHUFFLE. That's code SHUFFLE for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, time now for prop bets. Will Alex Rodriguez, I love this one, will A-Rod be shown during halftime? Yes is plus 200, no is minus 300. Mike, bet the house they're going to show A-Rod.
I mean, they have to show A-Rod after she's done performing, right? I mean, they got to show him clapping, smiling, you know, doing the whole thing. I mean, that's his girl. They got to show him how proud he is of her, right? You got to think they're going to do that.
Multiple times. I swear, he's going to have a tear in his eye. Like, it's absolutely, bet the house on A-Rod. Multiple cutaways of him.
Well, plus, here, add this into the equation. He's a Fox employee.
I was about to say, the game's on Fox. You're right. He's the Fox's baseball, you know, of course, multiple times.
He's a Fox employee. He's definitely going to do it.
How many wardrobe changes for Jennifer Lopez? Over is at 2.5, under 2.5. I'm taking the over.
I'm taking the over, too. I mean, they can't get enough of it, right? This is going to be way over, right? There's going to be a ton of them, so I'm going over there.
Number of NFL players in the stands to be shown on TV. Over is 4.5, under 4.5.
I go under there. I think it's hard to find people. Do they have an over-under for how many times he get called Hall of Fame Troy Aikman?
They're limitless. So at least 27. Will Jennifer Lopez show butt cleavage? Yes, plus 500. No is minus 1,000. I've got to go yes on this. 50-year-old ass, you're going to see butt cleavage.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, as much as Fox is going to want to make sure she doesn't, I mean, at some point, you know, I think so, yeah. I think there's no doubt.
Yeah, it's her biggest asset for which she is known. Will J-Lo or Shakira... Will J-Lo or Shakira be caught lip-syncing? Yes is plus 700. No is minus 1,500. Absolutely, they're going to get caught.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt, right? I mean, isn't that how it usually goes with this thing, right?
A little bit, yeah. It's impossible to do it entirely. Will either singer drink Pepsi during the show?
Of course.
Is plus 660. No is minus 1,200.
I would go no here. I mean, is it sponsored by Pepsi?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. But they don't strike me as Pepsi drinkers, either of those girls.
Yeah.
Will anyone say they're going to Disney World? Yes is plus 140. No is minus 180.
Yeah, there's somebody saying they're going to Disney World. There's no doubt. They're paid for it. I mean, they got to say it, right?
And these last few we did earlier in the week, we'll do them quickly. Color of the liquid Gatorade poured on the game-winning coach. Red is plus 150 as the favorite. Orange is plus 400. Clear slash water is plus 300.
I'm going orange. You know, to me, orange is the key. I go orange here.
Okay. Length of the national anthem, over 123 and a half seconds, minus 145, under 123 and a half seconds, plus 105.
I'm going over here.
I'm with you on that. It's going to be Demi Lovato singing it. And how many Super Bowl commercials will include a dog? I mean, Bella is woofing.
She's
right
so
now.
She's so pissed.
Over is 3.5, minus 135, under 3.5, minus 105.
I'm going to go over here. I mean, dogs make commercials great, don't they? I mean, it all makes it great.
Yeah. I don't see a profit here, but how many times do you think Joe Buck is going to say caught over the middle? Like, he's a great broadcaster, but he must say that on every other play. Caught over the middle.
Yeah. I'd go at least 8 on that. They're going to throw the ball inside. There's no doubt.
I love it, man. Honestly, you could be a huge football fan like us, and then you could just be stupid and want to bet on everything. Our special Super Bowl recap on Monday. I'm actually headed to Miami right now, going down for a Super Bowl pregame show I'm taping for DAZN, but I won't actually be staying for the game. So I'll be back here watching with my wife and kids in Hohokus, North Jersey. Mike, are you watching the game at home? Who are you going to have over at the house?
I'm going to the Borgata. I got to do the Lombardi line on Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 12 at the lovely Borgata. My man Thomas Gable, the head of the book there, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to stay for the game. And I've got to do a halftime insert into VEASAN, and then I'm going to stay until the end of the game, until the midnight hour, until it's over with. Hopefully it'll be a great game. What a great atmosphere over there at the Borgata in Atlantic City. It's a great hotel. I think if anybody comes to Atlantic City, it's the place to go to. It's in the marina, so it's away from the boardwalk of Atlantic City. And it's an unbelievable property. So I'm going to be there for the whole weekend. So it'll be good. I'm excited for it.
Imagine how many wise guys are putting money on this. Like, imagine Tony and the boys at the bottom being putting money on this game.
I just hope Chrissy offsets his bet and he doesn't owe Paulie any money, you know, because Paulie gave him a couple extra days, but he cost him points to do it, you know. So, and don't be running to the boss, my friend. We're going to have a problem.
Oh, great stuff as always here on the GM Shuffle. Subscribe, rate, review. Follow us on Twitter, M. Lombardi NFL, Adnan S. Ferk. We'll be tweeting throughout the game. And, of course, we'll catch you here Monday right here on the Shuffle. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.